Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Best of the Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is The Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. It's a lively Wednesday. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd. How lucky are we? Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. J-Mac. The playoffs are here. No more slow days allowed on this real estate. Only vibrant, dynamic shows going forward. So I sat and watched 5.5 hours of NBA playing basketball last night. It was fun.
Wow.
Sad, melancholy for the Warriors.
That's a great word.
All good things come to an end. Trees don't grow to the sky.
Tough morning for big Steph Curry fans like me. No NBA playoffs, and he's got Draymond Green to blame.
Well, okay, sure, you bet. Third time, 5 years, the Warriors are out of the playoffs. Twice, it's been play-in games. You know, there's very few true difference makers, outcome changers. They lead dynasties. Steph Curry, Tom Brady. Do you remember that moment, Tom Brady, last year in New England? He was on the bench, imploring, yelling at wide receivers, can somebody please just get open? It poured out. Brady's frustration with Bill Belichick's inability to draft and develop skill people. It wasn't a coincidence that Tom Brady left for Tampa, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, an offensive coach. That was Steph last night. The last champion standing. Klay Thompson 0 for 10. Andrew Wiggins hasn't been the same player last couple of years. Chris Paul didn't show up. Trace Jackson Davis had to be pulled from the floor. Last guy, along with Draymond, with championship pedigree, feels like he could be part of something special. That's it. Again, Draymond Green, I'd keep. But Steph Curry needs somebody next to him that can score 27 to 28 points a night. Minimum. He's not going to get Luka. We know that. There are a handful of players that aren't going to. Jason Tatum's not going to be a Warrior. We know that. I don't know where you go. Steph was efficient last night, 43% on threes. But Steph Curry last night scored 22 points. The rest of the starting lineup for the Warriors scored 26 points. It is time for the big pivot. I'd keep Steph. I'd keep Pods, the young kid. I'd keep Draymond. And I'd move everybody else. They do not have a ton of assets. Here's what I believe. You have to cross your fingers and root for a couple of things, and they're very possible. The Clippers unravel, bit of a mess against the Mavs, get beaten like 5 games. Paul George has a player option. Paul George played at Fresno State, Californian, loves California. Bro, our flight, come up north. And then, depending on how the Lakers season goes, LeBron gets frustrated with D'Lo, I would make a call to LeBron. LeBron, and it's no secret, is close with Draymond, and the one player he said he would always consider playing with, without a doubt, you could ask people close to LeBron. You may be able to ask LeBron, is Steph Curry. I'd call LeBron, player option Paul George North. Those moves would allow you to keep Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, the young center from Indiana. You could keep those. But last night, if you look at the numbers, the Warriors starting five was outscored by the Kings 104-48. They don't have a lot of assets. I'd keep two, maybe be three players. I love the coach. Bob Myers knew this is how it was going to end. It was going to be sad. It was going to be bumpy. It was probably Klay Thompson's last game as a Warrior, though Steve Kerr wants him. And here's the coach after.
We've been really blessed here with some amazing players and, you know, multiple championships and finals appearances and the highest of highs. And this is the flip side. This is life. This is how it works. You don't get to stay on top forever. Our guys have been fighting for so long. They're incredible competitors and warriors, and I couldn't be prouder of them. But, you know, we've got an off season where we've got a lot to think about for sure.
The trio of Klay, Draymond, and Steph just isn't as dominant as it was. Now they have to get something out of Jonathan Kuminga. They have to get something out of Moses Moody. And so they just are not the same dominant level team, even though the names are there and you on occasion they have that look. It's not any one person's fault. It's Father Time.
All right, meanwhile, the Lakers. So I'm 1-for-1 on my five bold NBA playoff predictions. I said eventually the Warriors would not get past the play-in, and the Lakers would. And they did last night in a game against the Pelicans. They're a better team than the Pelicans. They've shown that the last couple of years, but it was a game of runs, back and forth, wild runs. The Lakers are a great do-or-die team. Sudden-death team. Got to win tonight's game. They're a great team. LeBron is 12 out of his last 12. 12-0 in his last 12 do-or-die games. Game 7s, play-in games, he's 3-0. In-season tournament games, 12-0. They are great. If the Lakers were a band, they could rock you all night long once. They are not built for a world tour. There's no encore here. AD is a very old 31. You always cross your fingers on his health. And LeBron just old. Listen, they're great playing with the kids, but they need a nap every afternoon. You need 16 wins to be an NBA champion. And it probably would take the Lakers 25, 26, 27 total games to get there. With old LeBron and older than his age, AD, that's not going to happen. If you watch that game last night, LeBron and AD look cooked in the fourth quarter. In fact, the Lakers got a big break. Zion Williamson, they could not stop that freight train. He had 40 points and then walked off the court. I don't know what it is. He was hurt. He didn't limp. He walked off. I don't think they win if Zion stays. He was unstoppable last night. Championship teams almost always have a star, a vibrant, dynamic star in their 20s. D'Lo, can't trust him. Reeves, come on. Rui, nah. And now they face Denver. And Denver is big, and they're thick, and they're physical. And the games in Denver will be in high altitude. I think the Lakers match up with Denver. I've said that all year. They match up with them physically. But to beat them four times in 15, 16 games, and then to go win 16 total games out of about 26 it would take to win a championship, I don't see it happening. Here's LeBron, though. Nuggets up next.
This is defending champion. They know what it takes. They know how to win. They've been extremely dominant in their home floor over the last few years. They got an MVP on their team. They got a closer on their team. They got high-level players, high IQ players. They got a hell of a coach. So if we can play as
as great as a game we can play. They're going to play as great as a game they play. It's going to come down to one or two possessions, you know, and we'll see who executes then.
Isn't basketball great when the games mean something? Warriors out, Lakers in, fun last night. The playoffs officially underway. And again, everybody loves Grandpa playing with the kids. But about 2:30, he needs a gin and a nap. And I don't think the Lakers can rack up 16 wins to win an NBA championship. What say you, J-Mac?
Yeah, let's not overreact to one game. But yeah, it's gonna be a tough go. If they couldn't stop Zion,
boy, was that Jokic. The best game Zion's ever had as a best big game as a pro?
And it ended kind of
like Zion's career,
basically.
But he was a freight train; they couldn't stop him.
Unstoppable. I forgot to ask about that first segment. How did your guy Chris Paul do? I know you championed that.
I did champion that move. Yeah. He looked a little.
Was he on the court last night? Did he play?
A little.
DNP coach's decision. I didn't see him on the court. Oh, he played 18 minutes and did nothing. Come on, Colin.
Well, he was brought in to be the top of the second unit. It's again, everything has to be on Steph's timeline. I like Kuminga, but he's not ready to be a big-time player in the playoffs.
He was good last night.
It was good last night.
He was better than Draymond last night.
But you're not going to get him on a consistent basis. Steph needs 28.5 points a night next to him. So how do you get that? Is it Karl Anthony Towns? I don't know who it is. Is it Giannis? Again, if the Clippers unravel... Does Paul George want to be part of this? Pretty easy sales job to get a California kid up to a championship team that wins regularly in maybe the greatest arena in the league.
I thought maybe your buddy Daryl Morey from yesterday's show would have said, we want Paul George this offseason because they've got room.
But he doesn't want to go east. He likes California. And Fresno State guy chose California.
Yeah, when he demanded out of Indiana, he said, I want to go to L.A. They didn't happen. One final question. I'm looking for Draymond's next podcast to drop. Will he admit that he's the reason that the Warriors' season tanked, getting suspended?
You could argue Draymond and Klay Thompson were actually the reason the last 30 games they were so good. Those guys played great basketball.
Oh, yeah. The only reason they're in the play-in is because Draymond suspended foolish activity.
In retrospect, it wasn't one of his great moments.
Yeah. Okay.
He's going to be dropping that podcast later today.
Very eager to hear that. I'm the reason the season went sideways. I punched out Jordan Poole. I'm the reason the dynasty is over.
Well, he's also a reason they have a trophy room.
Fair.
A substantial trophy
fair
room.
Fair counter.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ. And the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie, too, for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need,
and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers. And with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve, moisture wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last for decades. Visit Tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and don't go gently, y'all.
Welcome back. It is great to have you in. Chris Mannix on, Peter Schrager today. I love once the playoffs start. I love the NBA playoffs. So here, according to reporters, one I know, the other two I trust, Don Van Notte Jr., Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, are reporting Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, when he was going to hire a coach, spoke twice with Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick's former boss, owner of the Patriots. They spoke twice. And during those conversations, Kraft acknowledged he felt betrayed by Belichick at the end. They were not trying to sink him, but they weren't going to send him a lifeline and get him hired. They were brutally candid about Bill Belichick. So first of all, Belichick ruled with an iron fist and was never terribly collaborative. If you're seeking a great job referral after 20 years of keeping your thumb on people, good luck. It's the basic physics. For every action, there's a reaction. Belichick was secretive, controlling, waved off the scouting department last 8-9 drafts. That's why New England's were so awful. There's a reason Brady's adored and Bill's not. He even alienated the greatest player in league history. So again, you can lead in several different ways, but it will not end well for people like the late Bobby Knight or maybe Bill Belichick when you rule with an iron fist. When, you know, being nice and collaborative isn't difficult, and it never really goes out of style. And oh, by the way, players talk to players. They keep it real. Coaches talk to coaches. Owners also talk to owners. When Bill was difficult with Kraft, did he not have the self-awareness, the wherewithal to think, you know, this could come back to bite me in the arse? Really? Again, being nice and a little cooperative, it's not that difficult. Never goes out of style. And again, look at the Patriots' last eight drafts. This is just my theory, but the last eight New England drafts were inept, embarrassing. And yet Nick Caserio leaves New England, goes to Houston, and he's been unbelievable in personnel moves. How is that possible? He was in New England because Bill waved him off and wouldn't listen enough. So football's a team sport. You know, Bill didn't ingratiate himself to the Krafts enough, Brady enough at the end. He was a bit of a tyrant. And even for Julius Caesar, you'll get stabbed in the back. Et tu, Bill. That's the way it works. Did Bill never, when you lead and you have all the power and you keep your thumb on people, once the winning dries up, don't be shocked if there's a little resentment. I don't feel sorry for Belichick. Reap what you sow.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Sure, you don't want to talk about that Aaron Rodgers podcast appearance? The media gets so mad. I always find this funny. Whenever Aaron does, like, you know, one of his conspiracy theories things, the media gets frustrated. But you got to remember something. Aaron is single, never married, no kids, doesn't connect with his family. I've been told he sends presents back. He's got nobody to call him out in his crap. I'm not joking. He's got nobody to call him out in his crap. He's rich, single, never married, no kids. My wife would call me out. I mean, I'd get a phone call and, you know, just, so that's the first thing. The second thing is, everybody, your neighbors got conspiracy theories. People always had them, but the only people that knew were family members. You'd have to hear them on Thanksgiving or Christmas. Now you have IG, you have Twitter, you have X, you have TikTok, you have podcasts. So you hear everybody's conspiracy theories. So the media is always banging on Aaron for his conspiracy theories. And my takeaway is you do get your neighbors the same guy. It used to be if you had a conspiracy theory outside of family, maybe in the neighborhood, you'd be like, yeah, Bob's a little crazy. He thinks men didn't land on the moon. It was shot in Hollywood. There'd always be that guy.
But he didn't have a platform.
Now, all the conspiracy people have platforms. Well, they've always existed. And by the way, there are conspiracies that are true. Right there, and I'm not a conspiracy theory guy at all. But, you know, there was the, it was a theory that cigarettes were really bad for you.
Oh.
And all the executives for years knew we found out cigarettes are really bad for you. So there have been a few that have been, but, you know, man didn't land on the moon. That's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
The root of this is not everybody should have a platform. Because now you're putting all this nonsense out there. And it's just cluttering the internet. And you know what's going to rise to the top.
Well, usually CEOs... public officials don't go on platforms to tell you conspiracy theories. You know, the president of American Airlines probably going to stay off the internet, even if he believes something. But Aaron's different. Again, never married, no kids, nobody in a family to call him out. He's not a CEO. He's kind of a, you know, I mean, he's got his money and he's rich and he's single. And so when he comes out, the media is always like, this guy's crazy. You better be comfortable with conspiracy theories because over half of America, or roughly half, thinks the election was rigged.
And that's the problem. You've got carnival barkers like Elon Musk saying nonsense 24/7. And guess what? They're signaling to their tribe, hey, I really know the truth. Come listen to me.
All conspiracy theories start with this sentence. I do my own homework. Oh, boy. But I'm saying is, this has existed my entire life. Nobody had platforms. If you would have been a conspiracy theorist 50 years ago and sent a letter to the local newspaper, they wouldn't have published it. In the letters to the editor, they would have been like, Bob's a kook, throw it out. Now he goes on TikTok or IG or his podcast or something and says it, Twitter, X, whatever it's called, and you have it. So the idea that Aaron is in a small group of conspiracy theorists, it's an industry. Conspiracy theorists are, this is an industry now that makes lots of money.
Can we just blame the internet for all this?
No, I mean, the internet, it's like everything else. There's a duality.
I got paid thanks to the internet with the website.
Listen, there's a good and bad to everything. This idea there's a church in America does a lot of good things. Church in America, Catholic Church, we've had scandals. There is no perfect place. Family, I love my family. They also drive me nuts, right? Like everybody says that during the holidays. So, you know, I mean, it's just the downside of the internet is there's a lot of vile stuff on there. There's terrible racism. There's trolling and just awful to women. But there are amazing things happening that I can literally go on Amazon yesterday and order four things. I ordered a book. I ordered some stuff for my Nespresso machine. And it's here, like, I feel, swear to God, it's here 6 hours later.
But, like, when you're rooting for a team like the Jets, I mean, I'll take Jared Goff in a heartbeat. Let's just do that swap right now. Rodgers for Goff, please.
Well, of course.
I know Jared Goff's not going to say stupid stuff constantly and be in the news.
It's just this and whatever. This is part. Green Bay is laughing at all this.
They are. They're getting a big laugh. And Jets fans are just.
Green Bay is howling at this stuff. But that's, you know, you knew it when you're a desperate franchise. You knew this is what you were getting.
Just get me to the Super Bowl and it's all good, Aaron.
Well, my original take was the media just attacks Aaron when he does this. I look at it as content, and I also look at it as this is your neighbor. He just doesn't have a podcast. Half of this country thinks the election rigged. You'd be amazed, and it's just not crazy people. It's people you work with. Most people don't go online and talk about it.
Are you trying to signal to me people you work with? Are you trying to say something here? Jeez. Where were you on January 6th?
It was my birthday. I was home. It is.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ, and the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no sweat bet per new customer issued is one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve, moisture wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas's ever growing lineup of rugged and full grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and are built to last for decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
He wrote the New York Times bestseller, Out of the Blue on the Giants. He's connected. He knows them. Fox Sports NFL reporter Peter Schrager now joining us live. All right, let's talk about this. You have the Giants moving up to number four. J.J. McCarthy, that seems like feels so overdrafted. What do you do with Daniel Jones? They need pieces. They need receivers. I don't like teams like a New England Carolina Giants that need seven players to give up draft capital, but that signals something. Why would they do that?
Yeah, look, my mock draft's a little different than others. It's not what I would do. It's what I'm hearing around the league, and I know that the Giants have done all the work and all the research on all of these quarterbacks, extensive on the top guys. If they weren't in the market for a quarterback, they wouldn't be wasting their time traveling all across the country to meet and take them out to dinner. The night before Easter, the Giants flew out to Ann Arbor and they took out J.J. McCarthy at Ruth Chris there. They had a great meeting. He has since met with them again. In this case, Daniel Jones was not drafted by Joe Shane, was not drafted by Brian Daboll. He was given $80 million by those guys, but that contract is also written in such a way where they can get out of it after 2 years. I was aggressive on this one. I've got the Giants trading up two spots from 6 to 4 to get J.J. McCarthy. And one of the reasons is you've got Minnesota, Denver, Vegas, three teams that are 11, 12, 13. If the Giants are the suitors, the Cardinals can jump back two spots and still get one of those top wide receivers, whether it be Harrison, Adunze, or Malik Nabers out of LSU. If you go all the way back to 11, no matter what Minnesota offers you, you're not getting one of those guys. I wouldn't be shocked at all if Arizona stays put at 4 and just selects Marvin Harrison Jr. and says, we're good. This is our Larry Fitzgerald for the next 15 years. But their GM is quite a Monty Austinford is never scared to make a trade, and he grew up in the New England situation there where they always like to trade back and see if they can collect picks. If they can collect picks and still get one of the top wide receivers, J.J. McCarthy could be a Giant.
So everybody's got the Vikings going, moving up. Your mock draft is different. Again, you say it's based on what you're hearing. I think I've called the Vikings a furnished apartment for a quarterback. They got everything. You don't even have to play for a year. So tell us what you hear about the Vikings, because this is fascinating.
This might be one of the best situations ever for a rookie quarterback to go into.
Yeah.
You think about Addison and Jefferson at receiver, really good offensive line, and Kevin O'Connell, who is a quarterback guru and a play caller. The issue for me is, even if you give up the 11, the 23 future first round picks, and I think the Vikings have more picks than anybody in like the entire draft, even if you give all that up, if you're moving up to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5, those guys are going to want your first round pick. And back at 11, you might miss out on some key players. So you might miss out on Nabers or Adunze or Joe Alt. But if you move back just a couple spots, whether it be with the Giants or be with, whoever else wants to trade up and offer stuff, you could still get one of those guys. So I think Minnesota has made the market aware that they are in the business of potentially moving up to get one of these guys. And whether that's with the 4 pick Arizona, the 5 pick, the Chargers, or the 7 pick with the Titans, that would probably be for McCarthy or May. But you better not have someone in front of you offer something similar, because those teams might want to deal with those teams as well. It's almost like they're very vulnerable where they're at right now, because they've made it clear that quarterback is of interest to them. And at 23, you're not getting any of those top 4 guys. And unless you package 11, 23 and another first rounder, and maybe even another first rounder, those teams up at the top 4 and 5, they might not even want to make a deal with you.
Yeah, you have Bo Nix at 23, which is, I think, when I hear second round on Bo Nix, I think, and so much of this is crucial, Shregs, if you take out Andrew Luck, maybe a Caleb Williams, maybe a John Elway, largely where you land matters, will determine a lot of your success. I mean, C.J. Stroud got the right coach, right coordinator, he's got a great Pro Bowl left tackle, the right workable division, and I love C.J. Stroud, but a lot of things fell into place. My takeaway is Bo Nix sitting for a year with 61 college starts to Minnesota, left tackle, back receivers. Like, I don't know. Kevin O'Connell, to me, when I talk to guys in the league, they're like, this guy's McVay. But it's called Tall McVay. So I don't know. I think Bo Nix. Okay, so I want to go to this.
He's one. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just real quick. He's awesome. And he's a quarterback, an NFL quarterback. So there is no better place to go than a guy who's going to know all the stuff inside and out. And, I think you let Kirk Cousins walk out of that building, and as much as you and I love Darnold, you better get one of these guys. And if you don't, I think you better feel comfortable with Nix or Penix at 23.
Okay, Jaden Daniels, I'm told, that was a week ago, Commanders heavy lean to Jaden Daniels. What say you? What are you hearing?
I think that's wise. Now, this is cool. Last night, they had Michael Penix, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, all together and at Top Golf in D.C. They all played together, and all the Washington brass was with them. But all the quarterbacks outside of Caleb, the next 4 guys, they were all there interacting. Everything that I hear, it seems like to Washington goes Jaden Daniels. And what's cool about Washington is it's not just your typical head coach, GM, offensive coordinator making this pick. Like Bob Myers, who's the old GM of the Warriors, who I see on ESPN talking basketball, has had a lot of say, not only in how they do their draft, but just, you know, coaching hiring and GM hiring. And then one of the cool hires is like Dave Gardy, who's a name who's not a household name anywhere outside of the league office. But Dave Gardy's been with the league for multiple decades and is one of the most trusted guys of the league office. Basically runs their entire salary cap and waiver wire system and is a mentor to everybody at the league. Dave Gardy was hired by the Washington Commanders this week and has a role with them. Different voices who have different backgrounds are going to be involved in this decision, whether you like that or not. I think it's going to be a collective decision. I think Jaden Daniels, as we're 8 days out, I think he is the pick.
So I theorized earlier, Belichick was getting beat up today on a story that was released that he was not even in the top three in Atlanta. And then 2 hours later, a story is released that Bill's interested in the Eagles, Cowboys, Giants. And my take was somebody on Bill's side leaked it to diffuse getting beat up all day on shows and get, you know, the narrative was like Bill's not even a candidate. And now all of a sudden I see Bill still wants to be a candidate. Sometimes a year away, you know, the NFL sort of is very forgiving. You know, it's amazing what happens after a couple of years. Do you think he'll ever get a head coaching offer again?
I think he's going to get interviews. And I think when you hear that, you know, Dallas obviously has a long relationship with him, with Stephen and Jerry Jones. And then when you hear Philadelphia in the article that I think Seth and Don Van Natta wrote, I think they detailed that there was a conversation with Howie Roseman. It wasn't for the job, but it was just checking in. Even that enough in the Philly market is enough to like have this hovering above the team this season. The three teams that were mentioned were Giants, Eagles, and of course, Dallas. All three of those teams are really interesting with coaches in big years coming up. So I think he'll get interviews, but I thought the article was very well written. And as much as a bizarre situation it is that Belichick's not coaching, I think the stuff with the documentary and with the way their offseason spending went, and now this, like Robert Kraft's had an interesting offseason too, and the way that the Patriots fans are looking at him.
Finally, we talked about, Kevin O'Connell staying put and getting Bo Nix later. I am fascinated, partly because he's a friend and worked here with Sean Payton in Denver. So you got Herbert's now got Harbaugh, that's going to work. Andy Reid and Mahomes, watch out. And then you got the Raiders and you got the Broncos, very close draft picks in division. What is your best hunch? What do you hear on Sean Payton and what he's going to do? Because I will say this, he knows this. The first thing he did in Denver, that O-line was significantly better last year. PFF had it like seventh. So he solved that. Now he's just going to solve the piece at quarterback. I don't see Sean as a patient guy that's going to wait until next year. What say you on that? What are you hearing?
I don't think they have the draft ammo to move up, though, from 12 to the top four. So as much as Sean might like those top four guys, he's got to really look at Penix. He's got to really look at Nix. I think he's really got to look at Spencer Rattler, who is probably a day two guy out of South Carolina, but he's that next group. And then I would look at what veterans they could still potentially acquire. You know, is Ryan Tannehill a guy that you bring in there? Is Zach Wilson a guy that you trade for? There has to be other options. I think it's going to be really hard for Sean to move up from 12 to 4. And it's not just Sean, it's George Payton as well, the GM. But they're obviously interested. Sean Payton in the quarterback position he knows you got to have the right guy at the switch. And he had Breeze for so many years, but he takes a lot of pride. Hey, he says, we won with Teddy Bridgewater. We won with Jameis Winston. We won with Taysom Hill. I think Sean is pretty confident that no matter who's at quarterback, he could still compete with whoever they get at that position.
Shregs, full of information. Now you do 7-round draft, right? You do the whole thing, right?
I did. I used to do it. Then I got tired and lazy. And now I just kind of say I used to do it, but I'm thinking I might want to do it again. I've got some time on my hands in the morning, so maybe I'll start cranking that out this week.
Look at that. Look at that work ethic, J-Mac, that commitment.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You have some time in the mornings. I wouldn't clog that up. I'd keep that open if I was you. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Just keep that open. Don't. Right. No reason. I'll tell you what. I love the area you live in. I'd stay out there too. That's just my opinion. Anyway,
good to see you. Colin, you're the best.
See you, buddy. All right, Peter Schrager. This is a beautiful neighborhood in New York. No way I'm leaving that neighborhood. Beautiful.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.